Chainsmokers, Coldplay. Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Trish show. Trish, I'm going to ask you a question. Maybe you know me longer than anybody. You know me better than anybody in the world.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. So yesterday I got to hang out with Tara and Briarcliff, you know, looking for a venue for her and John's wedding. When should I ask Tara, since we just did this yesterday, when should I ask Tara when we can go dress shopping?
I feel like you're going to have to let her dad do a little bit of some of this stuff. Maybe her mom. I know you're very excited and you're living vicariously through her because your daughter's in Chicago, but...
I love having Rocket involved, though. It was so nice to have him there yesterday. He's wonderful.
I was on John's...
Can you imagine him with you while you're shopping for a dress?
That I imagine less than anything else.
What about hanging out with John looking for tuxes?
You could do that for
because
sure.
Because there's a thing, what is it called again, Tara? The
man crush?
No, it's the thing that men do where they wear...
A bromance?
No, where they wear different tuxedos. John was telling me last night.
Oh, gosh. Do not perpetuate this idea. It's terrible.
Why?
What is that? I'm trying
to... First of all, I don't know what perpetuate means. Could you please dumb it down a little?
Spell it.
Shinesty is the website.
Yeah.
He and his groomsmen to wear these crazy suits at the reception. And I said, no, make it the rehearsal dinner if you want to do something silly. I just want the wedding to be pretty.
And they're getting married on May 4th. And so
Are
it's like...
Are going to be like deer horns involved in your wedding?
No,
somehow?
We wanted to do Star Wars stuff.
Guns. Camouflage.
Oh my goodness. Guys,
did he just leak your date?
He definitely just leaked my date, but that's fine.
Oh. That was not for the air, was it?
Okay. Again, this is why you should not take Rocket with you.
This is why you don't tell him anything, Tara.
This is feeling pretty awkward.
Rocket and Britt are kind of the same person. Britt will spoil any show that you've ever wanted
to
watch.
But not personal information.
But she doesn't mean to do it. And then when she does it, she doesn't know it. She's like, was that a big deal?
Oh,
and Rocket
is
the exact same way.
I feel horrible. Did I really screw that up?
I mean, we weren't telling people yet, but... To be fair to you, we haven't reserved a venue, so that could change.
Okay.
Now
okay.
She's going to make it a
our
different
hopeful
day.
And not invite you. Just kidding.
All right, I'm going to move on because it's super
please,
awkward.
Yeah, please,
topics.
Yeah, move on.
Brought to you by Ideal Image. Better yourself with your tax money for smooth skin to show off the summer. For a limited time, get 60% off laser hair removal only at Ideal Image. Call 1-800-BE-IDEAL today. For your purposes today, as you're planning, if you're still at home, it is National Take Our Sons and Daughters to Work Day, a day that Rocket and I never get to participate in because our kids are crazy.
Well, they
actually
sleep.
Not crazy and don't want to get up at 3 in the morning.
No.
I want you to bring Christian in here so I can just hug him and love on him.
He wouldn't like it.
He is the cutest human. He's so cute.
I agree, but he's at that age where even I try and hug him and he goes limp and goes...
He goes boneless.
And it's frustrating because I have to go, okay, seriously, just give me a hug. And he'll go, all right. But he doesn't really want to. So Delta is the latest airline to come under fire after video emerged showing a passenger being told he had to get off a plane because he used the bathroom during a tarmac delay. It was one of those things where once you're on the tarmac, you are not allowed. These are FAA regulations. You're not allowed to get out of your seat. However, it was to the point where they had been delayed so long, it was an emergency. And he said he felt like, okay, I can either get up and get in trouble or I can... soil myself in my seat. And so he ran in, tried to use it, got back in his seat. And then they actually, like the pilot said, we have to get out of line now and go back. And then they tried to kick him off the plane. And then the guy came and talked to him and he's like, well, I'm not going to kick you off, but you shouldn't have done it. I mean, it's just horrible. So, and then in a related story, United Airlines says it will offer as much as $10,000 to passengers who volunteer to give up their seats on overbooked flights.
Done. Wouldn't
I
you volunteer give it up for 10
grand? Tribute, United. Yes, I volunteer.
Yes. Yes, tribute.
The offer is one of several changes the airline is making after a passenger was dragged off a plane by security officers earlier this month in Chicago. They also said that once you're on the plane, they won't give away your seat. You know, and I've always thought that they do all the exchanging and bumping people out at the gate, not once you're in your seat and seat belted.
At least that's what Southwest does. They'll announce, like I said, prior to getting on the plane, anybody want to volunteer?
Mm-hmm. Amazon selling a new product that I have to have in case anyone's making a birthday list.
What?
It's a new camera for $200 called the Echo Look.
Oh, I saw this yesterday.
It will scan what you're wearing and tell you if it's a good outfit or not.
And what it does is it'll just scan you, like anything around you, like say the windows or pictures, it blurs them out.
I love it.
So it's just your outfit.
What kind of criteria does it follow, though?
Well, I'm hoping it'll say, is my butt too big? You know, it'll tell me all the things that my husband won't.
It'll be like, back that up, girl.
Mm-hmm. And this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is Planet Comic Con Kansas City at Bartle Hall downtown. Lon Davis with the nonprofit group Walkin' and Rollin' Costumes will be there again this year with a booth showing off the amazing wheelchair costumes that he creates. They were inspired by his son wanting to be the robot Wall-E from the little Pixar movie back when he was 3 years old. And his kids will help him debut a brand new costume this weekend.
It is the first two-person, two-wheelchair costume, and both of my kids will be modeling it. I will say it's based out of the Star Wars universe. It's the biggest costume we've ever built. It's 9 feet long and 8 feet wide.
Wow. How are they going to get through the door?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
And this is going to be really special. Tomorrow morning, there will be a special presentation when Planet Comic Con first kicks off. An eight-year-old boy named Davey will be presented with his new costume, and it was created by the kids at Olathe Northwest High School.
Their engineering department has been working on it since January, so Davey doesn't even know what the final costume looks like. He gets to see it for the first time Friday morning. He contacted us and said he wanted a Star Wars costume, and so Davey came into the high school and talked to the kids. They kind of narrowed down what type of ship he wanted. Davey came in a couple times just for fittings and things, but he's never seen the finished product.
You've got to go to the website and
that
look.
Looks
these
really
are
cool.
Like right now on the homepage is an Ant-Man
His
costume.
Ant-Man costume is so legit.
And even Paul Rudd and the director of Ant-Man commented how great it was. If you want more information or if you want to donate to the cause, go to walkinrollin.org. And right now we have some tickets so that you can attend Planet Comic Con Kansas City this weekend and you can go by and see his booth.
It's the Rocket and Teresa Show.
You want to get up? No, no, no.
On Mix 93.3.